everybody. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. Your very favorite host, Nick Tibuzek, is in the house. And with me, there is the Italian beast, the Italian legend, the man himself. Suit it up for this episode. And today, we're going to talk about streetlifting in Italy. With me is Matteo Biragno.
Wow, what a presentation. Thank you, Nick. It's good to be here. It's good to be here because I will start to learn English again. I'm not speaking English by some time, so let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. So why is Matteo here? Matteo is here because they are hosting a competition in Italy. It's called the Strength Wars.
Yeah.
And so far that I know, I don't know all the details, so far that I know, it is one of the biggest streetlifting competitions we ever had in whole Europe. Because from what you told me, it's like 150 participants.
Yeah.
In the competition.
Yeah, it is. We didn't expect so much participation. We hoped so, but we didn't expect such a large amount of people, because as I told you before, we booked 150 competitors in 2 days, so it was something amazing, and we had to close the subscription because we were receiving requests, so it's going big. It's going really, really big, and I'm gonna explain even why it's gonna be big, because it could be some advice even from foreign competitors and organizers. Because I think we gave some little different approach that could be understood, could be approved or not. But in Italy, it worked because it's the second time competition. The first time went really, really well. We had like 40 or 50 competitors. In a COVID period, it was really, really good. But this year is gonna be huge, really huge.
It's crazy, and I think the very important point here is to say, you actually have a competition that includes the classic four, what means also the squats. But from what I know, you don't. It's not a must when that you squat. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right, because we are teaching people to train squat. You know what I think about the squat. You know, because we met 3 years ago. I came to you. I'm sure I was the first Italian going outside Italy to make a streetlifting complete competition. So I'm sure about what I'm saying, because I am the first one to I was the first one to take back in Italy the four lift competition idea, and this idea was not taken really, really good at the beginning. You know what I mean. Don't laugh, Nick. Don't laugh.
We have the same issue all over. In every country, people tend to skip the squats.
You're laughing, Nick. You're laughing.
I'm laughing. Do your squats.
No, the serious point is, in my opinion, you have to teach to the people what we think it's the best thing to do in a competition. Because if I say right now in Italy, you have only to do squats for competing, I think that most of the people will not participate to the first competition that we took the last year. And the last year, so in 2020, we made the same organization that we are making this year. So we gave, let's say, a choosing thing. So you can choose what to do. We gave three main categories. That is for us the standard, the intermediate, and the advanced. So for with the standard, you are doing only pull-ups and dips. So even someone who has like 20 kg pull-up and 40 kg dip can participate. There's not an entry level right now because we have to. We have to cooperate with everyone and create an aggregation, a cooperation between everyone. So we decided to make this thing two lifts, so the entry level could be a little bit lower. And the second one, so the intermediate, will be the last year and even this year, pull-up, dip, and squat. So if someone has like little bit more about squat but doesn't have muscle up like a power lifter or something, so can participate to that competition, and we can take from us even someone from another discipline, because muscle up is a really technique movement, and a power lifter, a pure power lifter, doesn't have muscle up but has pull-ups and dips. And the main event, let's call it in this way, with the four lift competition complete. So with this thing, we were our idea was to make everybody come for the first years and giving a new entry level, so that everybody can have more years. So let's say someone this year goes in only pull-ups and dips. You have another year to train squat and train muscle up. In another year, you don't take a weighted muscle up. No problem. You go pull-ups, dips, and squat. You make what you make. You make 100 kilos of squat. No problem. Then another year, you're making 150. Another year, you're making 170. We have a long-term project about this. So we can make, and it's what we're doing with this competition. We're making a two-day competition because we're making on Saturday the intermediate and the base and the beginner. So this is not the main event, but we can give the
connection is a little bit breaking down. I don't know. Hopefully it comes back fast. We'll see.
What I was saying. Oh, yeah. I was saying with this 2 days competition, we gave at two steps. So if you are not able to compete in the complete lift, you can even compete, and then the next year you can compete. So I saw that making this size entry level gave a boost, a really big boost to the competition. Because we were receiving a lot of requests. I think that if we're listening to everyone who is subscribing, I think we are going to have 200-250 competitors. But it won't be possible to do so.
Yeah, I think that the big issue with that is that a lot of people don't understand or really underestimate how much work actually the organizing of these competitions is. You need to find all the sponsors, it costs a lot of money, and you need to find enough people who can actually help you doing this. Yeah, I mean, for the 150 competitors that you're gonna have now, how many judges will you need?
I think we now we are 10 judges, Not everyone, I think not everyone will judge at the same time, but we have 8 to 10 judges, which give a lot of help, because the judges, the organizers, the everyone who helps for us is a big help to make such this event huge, because it's going to be really huge.
I'm really looking forward to this one. What's the date of the competition?
The date of the competition is the 13th and 14th of June, so it's quite quite near.
What year? Definitely. And I'm really looking forward to this one. Actually, I was thinking about just traveling there, just for being there as a visitor, but it's a little bit difficult with the traveling right now.
Yeah, you think?
It is.
I thought to leaving some international tickets, like wild card
Yeah.
or something. So, but for the traveling issues, I think not so much people would come. So for this year, I left to who is subscribing. So if someone from outside Italy is subscribing, no problem. You have to make every process for the COVID thing. But if you come from Italy, there's no problem right now.
Yeah.
I think next year will be COVID, so would be an international competition,
Yeah.
complete international. So we're gonna jump higher, even higher, I think.
Are you guys planning to adapt the competition? Maybe bringing in some more stuff? As so far that I know, Italy is very, very well known for the Burning Gate competition, and I think from what I know, you already had some strength competitions there in the history, where you had one arm pull-ups, handstand push-ups, I think on the wall, but weighted. Are you planning with these things, or are you thinking of we stick with the four lift system and keep it that way?
Right now, we are working to this thing, to the four lift system only. But with our network, we are planning, and we are doing other competitions. We're doing endurance competition, we're doing skills competitions. We're doing skill competitions too. We are doing a 1 year tournament for endurance competition. So it's we're working for growing the sport. In all the ways, because I'm a street lifter, I went through all the Europe for my sport, and I think that even the other guys have to be their own competition and their own identity. So not because I'm a street lifter, there's only street lifting, in my opinion.
I absolutely get you. I'm one of these guys who's I traveled through Europe for so many competitions, and I've seen so many different styles of competitions. And actually, from what I do right now, I definitely promote the four lift system, as I think for myself, I really appreciate it. I really like it. For me, for my personal point of view, it's the best one right now, that we have in the competition style. But that doesn't mean other competition style is shit or something. It's just different, and that's something what I love this whole calisthenics sport for, is we have so many different styles that we can include into competitions. And
I don't think anything is bad. I loved the endurance competitions. When I look back at that, just the pull-ups and dips and the classic 35 kg pull-ups and the classic
8
kg dips, that was awesome. And I still also love how all of this progressed over time into adding in the squats. I think Adam was the first one who brought in the squats in at the Raw Games, and then we brought in the squats with the Bar Warrior thing, and then I also Lee Wei Turner brought in the goblet squat stuff and all that stuff. So from the point of view where we are right now, it's just a progress of where this can lead to. And I think with having the four lift system, we are on something. It's pretty hard to learn the muscle up, but the body weight muscle up is manageable for everyone. And the rest is very basic. I wouldn't say a one arm pull up is a basic.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, we need to find competitions that are easy to get into. So the entry is pretty low. And yeah, I think with the four lift system, it's okay. The entry is a little high with the muscle up, of course, but it's not too high that you can't achieve it. And everything with the basic is very fair. And the rest of the stuff you can also do in training. For myself, I do my handstand pushups in my training. And I think you do too. I think I've seen a video.
Yeah, I have something like 10 one-arm pull-ups for each arm. So it's not the point. You can go for the four lift system, but your training has to be complete. If you don't do vertical push, you're not going pretty well in dips too. Because you don't have shoulder stability to make a good dip, so you have to do this. It's really important. But in competition, we with this style, I was talking to Dennis about this early this morning. So it's a hot argument. So in this style of competition, you're giving an entry level, and you're giving some objective thing and some easy thing to do with the judges. Yeah. So. You have everything. I told him this morning, you have everything. You have push, you have pull, you have fast pull, and you have legs. So in my point, this is a complete. It's not that you make more, you do better. It's not always this thing. You are not the most complete because you don't have 40 kg S10 push-up pull arm, no problem. If you do CrossFit, maybe you can do it, because one time you're gonna swim, one time you're gonna run, one time you. Here we're making 100 max pull-up, dips, squats, and muscle up. Easy as it is.
Yeah, I totally agree to that. We talked about that topic a lot in the past.
yeah, for sure. Here in Italy, we have, and we're entering to talking about this competition, we have something a little bit different from the, let's call it, European in rules, because we have a little bit the different idea of some movement and some application, but this doesn't give a total different competition except the other one, because here in Italy we are not making the PPT muscle up. We are only taking away all the leg kits, but we're not taking to APT to PPT. So here there's no problem, because we made a lot of competition with muscle up, and there we saw that the judges make a lot of it's a really hard work to judge in that thing, and this doesn't give 10 kg of mu if you do PPT or if you do APT. If you don't keep, if you don't use leg keep, that's the main keep. So in our opinion, this doesn't change a lot, and it's so really far easier to judge. So why taking it? But this doesn't change the main competition. Yeah. Another difference is we gave 0.7 to the squat, because we were trying to adjust the weight to the other lifts. And I, in this thing, I know you don't agree, but because you are a squat guy, so like me, because even me, I'm a squat guy comparing to other street lifter, because my squat is higher in proportion comparing to other street lifters. But we were trying to equalize all the lifts. So I make an example on me for making my point. Let's say I make 30 kg of muscle up and 80 kg of pull up. I think I could do more. I hope I could do more, but let's say this for. and we're saying that the pulling strength is 110 kg.
Yeah.
So let's say that with this 110 kg pulling strength has to be compared to 110 kg dips that could be possible, 110, 100, or something like that. But with this 5 kg of difference is 5 kg of difference in pulling and pushing. In the squats, there's not this thing right now, because I'm making 190 of squat. So 5 kg, comparing to 5 kg of pull-ups and muscle up, in squat it's easier to make 5 kg more or less. So we were trying to reduce this thing, giving a 0.7 to the squat, because if I can do 180 kg of squats in points, in virtual kgs, it is like 120. So yeah. you can see that we have 100, 110, 120. So it's comparable. And this thing doesn't give to an only squat guy the possibility to win against one more complete athlete, in my opinion. So in our competition, the main difference between European rules is this right now. I don't say we're taking all the years, but right now for the Italy situation about the squats, it's the main thing and the most correct thing, I think.
I think this is also needed because in Italy, I don't want to be rude, but they skip leg days.
A lot of guys do.
I know
not,
that.
Yeah. Not everyone.
Not everyone, of course.
You see me.
I see it. I see your performance, and I absolutely love it. I'm outing myself as a big fan of Matteo.
I'll make you an autograph next time we see.
Cut it out of the video and put it on your Instagram. Love it. I think it's a little bit needed for the mind of the athletes there that you put in 0.7 on the squats, because a lot of them are not as strong as they should be in a squat. And the thing with that is the big issue that we have in calisthenics with the squat is that a lot of people neglected it. For me personally, as I'm training for being strong, I'm not only training for being strong in my upper body, I always trained legs. My whole sports career, I always did legs. There was never the opinion in my head, I don't do legs. I've seen pictures of myself. I think this is pictures from 2013. I was doing pistol squats at my dad's house because that was the only possibility to train legs there. That's like 8 years ago. I always did that. And for me, it was always normal to do that. But a lot of people, they never thought about it because it wasn't normal to them. And the thing here is, once we normalized squatting to the people, you can make it easily to the normal 1 kg thing. 1 kg is 1 kg and 1 kg is not 0.7 because everybody is used to being good with squats. Because at the point that we have right now, everybody thinks 200 kg squat is a very heavy squat, but it actually is not. That's the big point that everybody thinks.
Ooh. In my categories, yes.
In your category, yes, because you're fucking light. But
actually, I'm a skinny guy. I'm a skinny guy.
You are, and you're small, and that's okay. You know, but when I look into my weight class, yeah, I'm above 94. So right now, I'm sitting at 100 kg body weight. A 200 kg squat should be pretty normal for a guy like me. A 200 kg squat should be pretty normal for everybody above 80 kg. It should be normal. When you look at that, I've seen so many athletes. Give the people 1 year, 1 year of proper training, and they achieve that goal. 200 kg is easily to get if you just do it twice a week, and if you do it smart. Yeah.
I think so. I totally agree. I totally agree with this point. And I'm not saying that 0.7 will be forever, but right now it's what we need. And we need even more data. We need even more data because with a lot of competitions, every year competition, mine competition, yours competition, Marta's competition, Leonard's competition, and everyone's competition, we're gonna give an amount of data that could give the opportunity to us to make all the statements about is it good to give 1:1 or is it already good to give a 0.7? So we are going to see the data, what they say. And with the maths, we are going to say it's good, no, it's not good. Not with my opinion or your opinion, with the mathematics.
And the interesting point will also be everybody will get used to squats, so the numbers will get higher. So we will even have different data than right now in about like 5 years or something, because people will get stronger, and people will get strong in all the four lifts. Right now, with a 40 kg muscle up, you're pretty strong in muscle ups. You're unbelievably strong, but that's going to be pretty normal in about 3 years.
Yeah. I know. Let's see what happened to the powerlifting community about 10 years ago or something. So if you look at the numbers 10 years ago and you look how fast they were growing such in a huge way.
Yes.
But now they're stabilizing even here. It took 10 years. Yes, it took 10 years. But right now they're stabilizing. They're making new PRs and new records. Yeah, for sure. But right now, the main lift in the powerlifting that is going to be something is more similar to our competitions. Yeah. And we're taking as an example, it's what it's going to happen right now from us.
Yeah.
Here we're starting, but then we're growing. And this is the point. This is the point, the main point for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. I love that. And I'm really looking forward to that future, because we are right now, everybody also who is listening and taking part in competitions and all that, you're part of that. Make this thing big.
And
be smart about it. Take part in competitions. Put your opinion in there. Don't be rude. Don't be rude to the organizers.
Because Nick fucks you. if you're gonna be rude.
you wanna argue with me?
Are you talking to me?
That's the big point that I think we should always have in mind. Everybody who's giving an opinion in there and who tried to make a competition, this was not about an ego thing. Everybody wants to grow the sport. I'm doing this podcast to grow the sport, you know, and that's what people need to keep in mind when they come and criticize something. Always keep the sport and the big idea of the vision to making this a really big sport in mind, and then we can grow from there.
Yeah, the vision for me is really, really important. If you don't look the big view, if you have to look the big view, not the small view.
Yeah.
What does say the big view? Not, today is this, today is that, let's make this, let's make that. You have to look outside there, yeah. I think. Not everyone can do so. But not everyone can organize and something like that, because you have to believe in it.
Yes.
You have to really, really believe in it.
Yes.
Because you have to fuck really, really lots of shit for making this thing happen.
Yeah.
You think so, or you agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree, because I know that. I've organized enough competitions to know that.
It's to hard. Fucking that shit.
it's really hard. All right. I would say I'm looking forward to 13th and 14th of June.
Yeah.
Where does the competition take place? What's the place?
It takes place in Como, in Italy.
All right. What's the next airport?
The next airport is Milan. Milan, that is something like 30 minutes by car from Milan. Como is near Milan.
So for all the international visitors, Milano.
Yeah. Yeah. You take the plane to Milan. From Milan, you take the train to come to Asnago. You go off to the train station. You cross the road and you are here.
Perfect. And Matteo is waiting with the perfect Italian coffee for you.
Yeah. You never tasted a coffee if you didn't taste an Italian coffee. So.
And I love that. All right. Where do I find more information about the competitions if this is interesting to me?
Yeah. You can find all the information on the Calisthenics Brain of profile. Even on Instagram, Google, YouTube, Facebook, and all the social network. You have all the information. You can DM me from Matteo Piraino. I think you can leave my Instagram tag on the subscription. And if you have request information or something like that, I'm here.
That's perfect. All right. So, everybody, join in the strength wars. Many greetings to Italy, and thank you for being here.
Thank you too. It was an honor.
Goodbye.
Ciao, Nick.